It's the 5th of October, 2016, in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. I got up this morning, bounced right out of bed, felt so good. The first thing that I said was, thank you, Lord, for answering my prayer. You know, I'm always excited about teaching, influencing others, and sharing the knowledge of God that I have in my mind and in my heart, and teaching philosophy, a way to think, a way to be wise. Listening to jazz this morning, drinking a little coffee. As a matter of fact, I made a very good cup of coffee this morning. The coffee was so good, I surprised myself and said, wow, I feel like I'm at Starbucks or something, and I didn't have to pay anything for it. But I did. Let me share something with you as a thought for today. You know, I didn't look at any computerized anything. I want to keep my mind clear of the news. I want to think about what makes me happy, other people happy. I want to think about decency. I want to think about tranquility. I don't want to think about chaos, madness, insanity. That's what I want to do today. And I want to ask you to do the very same thing. I think the Bible puts it this way, and I'm going to paraphrase it in my own terminology from the book of Philippians. It says, whatever is good, honest, just, sound, sensible, reasonable, it says, think on these things. And that's what I'm going to do. I don't want to think on the racism, the politics, the mayhem, the hypocrisy, the lack of authenticity in others. That's negativity. I want to think good of humans. I want to say thank you to the doctors that are really going to help people today when they come in and have an emergency and seem to be a little overbearing. I want to thank the social services people that are helping people try to stay afloat when everything seems to be sinking. I want to really thank those pastors out there that love their people, their congregations, the ones that are in the trenches with the people doing the work. I recall on a morning like this, I would get up and I'd kiss my wife and I'd head off to church and I'd get to the office and I'd fall on my face and say, why did I leave the house to come over here? It's because I had to feel like I was working. I was producing something. So I began to wash walls, dust things, clean my office, refine the ministry room, kind of garnish the pulpit, vacuum the floor. When the custodian came in Friday to do the work on the church for Sunday, it was all done because all during the week I took care of it. I love that little job that I had. I loved it immensely. Now I have another job, and it's to take it a little easy. I took my blood pressure this morning. It's slightly down. That's good. It was up last night, but it's down, and I'm glad about that. And I'm headed off. Now, I don't know what today brings. It may bring sorrow. It may bring joy. I don't know what it's going to bring. But whatever it brings, I'm going to be right in the midst of it, doing what I'm supposed to do. And you know what? I'm going to have a good time doing it, because that's what the day holds for me. Tears and fears and feeling proud. Yeah, good music in the background too. Joni Mitchell, Both Sides. Enjoy. I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now, old friends, they're acting strange. And they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained. Every day. just like this sweet song sung by that lady. Life can be peaceful, beautiful, and everything. Will you join me today in inviting God in your life? You came to my website. I don't know what you came for. I don't know what kind of message you thought that you were going to hear. You think you're going to hear me condemn the people that is in false religion? There's enough of that out there. All you have to spend is a week in a facility and know that if you can read your Bible and know that God never said that, that God never intended that. Don't let a preacher take your mind, take your money, take your life, or even, brother, take your wife. Stand up on your own. Believe in God on your own. Look at the sky out there. The cumulus clouds coming in over the Pacific. The fog burning off. Me, I'd better get out there and make sure that my little car runs so that I could show up at work on time and in line. And what I plan to do today is the same thing that I'm doing right now. Listening to good music. Thinking about those things that make for peace, love, joy. No, I'm not a New Ager. I don't have to keep mentioning the name Jesus. You know who my God is. I firmly stand firm and believe in Him. And I also believe this about my God. I believe that my God shall supply all of my needs, not my wants. Oh, I'd love a brand new Lexus, but that's not what I need. Oh, I loved this number when it first came out. You know who this is? Oh my gosh. You just have no idea. Right now, this is Charles Mingus. Better get it in your soul. I want you to listen to this. Charlie Mingus. One of my favorites. Yeah. I remember that number when I was a young man. Boy, I remember that. I'm telling you, I was young and now I'm old. I know some let me talk to some of you that's been waiting on me to bring some real deep theological lessons. I want you, look, just scroll down that front page. You have hundreds of hours of that. Right now, I'm just trying to keep you in the safe lane. I like to talk with my friend Elsie Hebert. And Elsie and I have been friends for so many years. Elsie loves jazz too. I wish he'd send me some more jazz clips that I could. Oh, listen to that piano. Will you listen to that? Listen. See, this thing has a little of a church roll in it. That's why I like it. Listen. Hear that church roll? You better get it in your soul. That's what it's called. That's the name of the album. Charlie Mingus. Back in the day, better get it in your soul. I remember that. Most black jazz artists came out of the church. They know it. Just listen to the rest of it. I'm going to let it play. You know, you guys know I've always wanted to be a DJ. Always wanted to be a DJ. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be the guy on K-Jazz Radio. Oh, listen to the drummer, will you? Church boy. Ooh, that's nice. I'm glad that you could listen to that a little bit with me. That's the kind of music that I grew up on, the kind of music that I love. Artist. Oh, it's wonderful. And let me share this with you. If you can't, seriously, if you can't break away from all of the humdrum of a society that's making you feel a little bit less than God made you, than who you really are, then you're in trouble. If you can't enjoy the music you like that. For those of you that are younger and you like a younger style of music or something like that, well, enjoy that music where you are. You see, it's important for you to enjoy that. You don't have to be where I am, but you have to be where you are and to appreciate it. My time is up. I got to get on the highway. Listen, may God richly find favor in you. May you love people, treat people right, have a good day. If there's sickness and illness in your family, God understands that. Take that to the throne of grace and leave it with Him. Say, God, my mom is sick. She's hurting. You know what you need to do? you can alleviate some of that pain by just going and spending some time with her, sharing a little bit of your time with another human being. You have a little bit something that God has benefited you with, share it with others, especially those that are far more less fortunate than you are. Share it, and you see the love of God working in you. I'm feeling wonderful today, and I hope that you are too. God bless you. And you know the drill. Whatever you do, stay in the Word of God. This is PJ, your internet pastor, loving you.